Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Like I just said in the previous episode, this is going to be something different.
Some of this you may have never heard before.
Maybe.
Some of it you probably haven't heard before. We don't remember. Joey doesn't remember.
Heck no.
Just remember,
a lot of things
if you have
happened.
A problem with overhearing things, it's his fault because he does the editing.
At the same time, this is
I'm
also...
just a pretty voice.
This stuff came out a while back.
Yeah, well...
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I know this episode is covering our first dive into Teen Titans.
Oh, nice.
And...
Dick being a dick.
Dick was always a... It still is a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a
Actually,
dick.
Actually, ironically, after watching the Titans show on DC Universe... Dick is a major dick in that show.
Is that the app that...
Yeah.
So I can watch it on there too then?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right, cool.
Yeah, they got Titans on there. They've got Doom Patrol. They've got Swamp Thing.
Nice.
There's also...
Wait, like old 90s Swamp Thing?
They do, but they have a brand new one
oh.
that only lasted 10 episodes and everybody loved, but apparently North Carolina's an asshole and doesn't want to give them money to shoot.
Oh, is that where they shot it at?
Yeah. So...
Switch to a different swamp.
I mean, I'm hoping they can find something. I still haven't watched it yet, but I heard nothing but great things about the show.
I'll have to check that out.
There's also a Harley Quinn cartoon on there that's fucking hilarious. I'm an episode behind, but I gotta get on that one. It's great. It's really good. Alan Tudyk does the voice of Clayface.
Oh, nice.
Ron Funches does the voice of King Shark, or just Shark, I'm not entirely sure. But, yeah, it's hilarious.
See... I need to take time out to watch good content because, like, lately I've just been watching not this present season of Arrow, but the last season of Arrow, and it's just kind of, like, the only exciting parts are the fast-forward parts.
To the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, when I watched that season 7, I was more interested in the B story, the future story, than I was in Oliver's story, the A story.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for him to die now. Like, I don't even care anymore.
Oh. It gets... good-ish towards the beginning of the first season, new season.
Okay. Is that right before they do the crossover?
Yeah, the crisis.
That's probably all I'm going to end up watching if the next season of Arrow is just up to the crossover.
Well, I mean, there's only one episode after the crossover, so...
Oh, well,
you can watch the whole season.
Excellent.
Yeah. Which, by the time this episode airs, that episode will have aired on CW... I mean, the Crisis crossover aired, and oh boy.
No, don't say shit.
I'm not going to.
All right.
I think you'll like it. I do. I loved it. Now, don't get me wrong. It is a CW production, so you know.
It's going to be a little disappointing with the storyline.
Well, yes and no. Some overacting.
Well, yeah.
You'll have that. There was, especially in the last episode, a lot of the leads... didn't make a lot of sense, but given what they did and the ambition they had, it was a win. Like, it was great.
Gotcha.
Still a little, there's still some things at the end that I'm like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have done it this way. Now you're making these two things weird, but you guys who watch the show, you know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil anything
yeah.
for me.
But yeah, so this episode's going to be covering our first Teen Titans as well as our first dive into Lock and Key.
Oh, so much fun.
Which, again, actually, no. By the time this episode airs, the trailer's already out.
Oh, yeah. Lock and Key will be up on Netflix.
Yeah, February 7th.
Yep.
Which, I didn't send you the link to the 2011 pilot, did I?
No.
It's on YouTube right now.
I'll have to check that out.
I watched it. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Very 2011. Don't get me wrong, I liked it, but it's very 2011, if that means anything.
I guess I'll know when I see it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so 2011.
kind of like that. Just like I did last time, I'm going to give a couple recommendations. And first one is goes to World's Finest True Believers. That's hosted by Chris. And Chris has been on our show once, and he's coming back here soon for another DC book that he asked to be on. And I'm like, heck yeah, definitely. I've been on the show a couple times talking about Lock and Key, actually. And I believe I've got an episode coming out here within the next 2 weeks or so covering Head Games.
Oh, nice.
With him. So definitely go take that. Go check that out. The episodes range from about an hour to 2 hours. I think last time I was on, it was close to 2 hours, and that was the longest one he had. But
holy shit.
I fanboyed over Lock and Key. Like, what can I say?
Yeah, you would. And fangirled.
Yeah, yeah.
You fangirl over Lock and Key. I definitely did. Don't even try.
Although, the second episode we did, the one coming out here soon, it was a lot less. Like, it was close to an hour. We changed up the format, or he changed up the format of how he goes over the books. And similar to what we're going to start doing, kind of what we did with Crisis, and we're going to start doing from that one. Yes.
That way you guys can hear more of us talking about stupid shit we do and less about comics.
Well, wait a second. No, but that way we're going over the major plot points of the book that we're covering and not just panel for panel. Here's a spoiler, here's a spoiler. Roll Hill's like the big things, but...
Spoiler alert, somebody dies.
Oh no, that's usually what happens in almost every book.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very often where there's one... A comic that somebody doesn't die or gets, well, I was gonna say mortally injured, but that's dying.
Yeah, still dying. It just takes a little longer.
There we go. Next recommendation. Is Comic Book Legion. I think it's right. Yeah, Comic Book Legion.
I don't know. I've never seen
you
it.
Don't. It's
I can't read your handwriting.
Hosted by Mark and Clay. It's roughly about oh, yeah, sorry. For World's Finest True Believers, episodes come out every other week. You okay over there?
I'm good.
Uh-huh. Every other week for World's Finest. Comic Book Legion, they do about every week, maybe every other week. Again, their episode's about an hour, hour and a half. They tend to cover just DC. From what I've been listening to, I don't think they cover Marvel. But I also only started listening to them about 2 months ago. Good podcast. These guys know what they're talking about. They have good opinions on the things that they're talking about.
That's his opinion of their good opinions?
Yep, that's my opinion of their good opinions. And, yeah, that's go give those guys, both of those podcasts a listen if you want some other comic book podcasts in your ears.
In
your ears. Ear holes.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yep. So let's go ahead and get into this episode.
Woo!
Yay! It should be fun. I mean,
we don't know, but it could
be. The Teen Titans. Well, I know. I just don't remember. Teen Titans 1 was. That was fun to go back through.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of Lock and Key. Oh! Which reminds me. You said his name is Bode.
Yeah.
His name is Bodhi.
Dude, no.
Yes. 2011. Says it's Bodhi. The trailer says it's Bodhi.
Look, that's just because they're like you and they don't know how to pronounce things.
Fuck you. It's Bodhi. I'm saying Bodhi from now on.
What the hell is Bodhi?
It's a name.
No, it's not.
What the hell is La Quinta? That's a name.
That's a hotel.
Yeah.
I think.
Know who made it?
No.
Al La Quinta.
That's a last name, though. I could see Bodhi being a last name. Sounds like a used car salesman.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he grows up to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, no offense to any used car salesman out there.
Never mind. All right, let's get to this episode. That's good.
Yeah, boys did a decent job. Like, I tried to explain to him, like, it's just like rollerblades, except it's, you know, on ice and you don't have brakes.
Yeah, I've rollerbladed a couple times. Wasn't very good at it. Really, we went roller skating a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't very good at it. It's been, last time I roller skated was like grade school.
Yeah.
You know, when we used to go all the time.
Well, that's like Charity and I went ice skating, not last year, but the year before that. And that was the first time I'd been ice skating since I was like maybe 10.
Okay.
And like, I mean, I took to it like freaking duck to water. But,
nice.
But Charity was like, yeah, she's like, yeah, we used to go over here all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, I haven't been in a long time. You know, I'm just like, I'm probably going to come out here and like bust my ass and, you know, fall out. Didn't fall down once.
I was happy I didn't fall down while roller skating. Bella fell down a lot. I think she made it around the track one time.
Without falling down?
No, just one time.
Oh.
But she stuck to the one rail
The
entire time. And then she get down to the end after she's fallen like 20 times. Then she came back up the carpet. And then she decided she wanted to try at least once. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll try it. I never fell down once, which is great. Emily fell down once because she was trying to help Cassie. And she got to live out her fourth grade fantasy finally. Roller skating with a boyfriend.
Aww.
It was fun. I had a good time.
Sounded a good time.
So then we see Speedy talking to Starfire. And now, after reading this and how hardcore he's hitting on her,
yeah,
makes me understand the Teen Titans Go episodes when Speedy pops up and is like hitting on Starfire. And Robin's just like, oh, like, no, no, don't do this, no. And yes, I do promote Teen Titans Go because it is still a funny show. I know it's not as good as Teen Titans. Teen Titans was amazing.
But it doesn't even have like a storyline to it, really. It's like,
it's a good 15 minutes to just kill. It's a good
I see it as a waste of 15 minutes when I could be doing something more important.
I will show you some of the good episodes then. Okay. I have some good episodes. We go back to Titans Tower. Fran is showing Kid Flash and Raven her powers.
I'd like to point out something here because I was laughing about this.
Yeah.
She says she makes child's play out of the 60-pound motor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any car motor that weighs 60 pounds. If your car motor only weighs 60 pounds.
Well, I mean, it does say 60-pound motor. Maybe it was. It doesn't have to be a car.
I guess that's true.
But size of it looks like a car.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the size of a car motor, but it only weighs 60 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean
she's
like, look, I'm lifting up with my powers. I'd be able to walk over there, pick it up with my hand, and be like, look, I'm lifting with my hand.
Yeah. That's fair. You know what? I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. Maybe it's a car. It's a lawnmower. It's a little small. Remember small motors class? It's that.
Look what I can do.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Bounces over to Scarpelli eating in an Italian cafe somewhere.
That's racist. I object to that.
Dude, you're Italian. You would object to that.
I know.
Hey, and he's fat too, so what does that have to say?
That's very racist.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's got his goons with him and some girls with him, and Robin busts in all of his underwear wearing glory. Which I've never understood that, why Robin never changed into a pair of pants. I mean,
well, the first, Dick and Jason wore the same costumes.
No, the first Dick, that you lost me right there.
Okay, that's fair.
Tyler falls on some paint cans outside, makes some noise, and Sam follows him. He stuck his foot in a paint can, left prints leading down into the cellar, and
well, as they're in the cellar, as Sam starts to follow that, we see that Kinsey and Bode are up on the roof,
hiding
behind the chimney, hiding. So they're doing the best they can.
Yeah.
Just jump in, whatever, man.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm just
talking about
used to it, obviously.
You're good.
If you don't stop Joey when he starts going, you'll never stop him.
That's not true, because I have so much empty space in between words.
Yeah, I always feel sorry cutting in on that, because it's like
pause between sentences.
It's like your brain's trying to catch up with your mouth, and then it's like the buffering, the little wheel.
And that's fair.
It's like when you try to skip ahead to find out what's going on, and then you kind of completely...
Well, that's why every time I edit, I'm editing out just nothing but dead air and trying to make sure it doesn't skip, but I...
After the scene with them hiding up by the chimney, it shows that Tyler and Duncan are in a car in the present.
Moving vehicle.
Yeah, it's a U-Haul.
There you go.
Traveling over to Lovecraft, Massachusetts. which clearly is our first main reference to Lovecraftian horror.
Yeah, there's he pointed out to me once I said I was rereading this because I reread it at least once every year. He pointed out to me that he loves the books. Why you're on this, and how all there's a shit ton of Lovecraft references in this series, and I didn't put a lot of it together at first. I think it really wasn't until my third read that there's so much Lovecraft. I mean, I know it's Lovecraft, Massachusetts, which is a made-up place, as far as I know. I mean,
hold on a second, we'll find out.
Pretty sure it is. Yeah, we can wait.
No, you guys can continue.
Well, that way I don't, because I don't want you to just be random. Oh, no, it's totally true. I like to keep stuff connected as much as possible. Yeah, so. Find it? No?
Well, I have to wait for my...
Oh, well, fuck you then. No, don't worry about it. okay, so this we also see Tyler being, again, with the angst.
But at least now he's got, you know, good reason for it.
But he makes mention here, he's like, he asks if everybody at school know, or everybody in town knows what happens. And Duncan says, well, your dad did grow up here. So, yeah, everybody kind of knows. And he's like, great, you know, that's who I am now. You only get to be one thing in high school. The jock, the slut, the smart kid.
Hey,
I get to be the victim.
What? It's not a real place.
All right, so we start next issue out with
a picture that
Drew. God, shut the fuck up.
Bodie Lockie.
wow.
Asshole. But this is the moment where she finally decides that she's going to take control of the situation. We then see Jackie coming down the stairs to open to the door that's being knocked at. I said those words all weird.
The door that's being knocked at?
Yep, said those words all weird.
Somebody's knocking on the door, and she's going to answer it.
Okay.
I just realized.
What did you just realize?
I have met 3 cast members of Serenity. Of Firefly.
Who did you meet?
I met Ron Glass.
Yeah.
I actually got his
same
autograph
here.
And stuff. Yeah.
Can I get
before
autograph?
He passed away.
Yeah, I guess I met him.
Well, I got him for Jeremiah on those comics. I met Jewel State and Alan Tudyk.
You met Alan Tudyk?
Yeah. He was there, dude.
Yeah, but I didn't meet him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. I walked up there. I wanted to talk to Walker.
Nice.
Come on. It was awesome.
Nice.
That's
okay.
No.
Yeah. When you meet Nathan Fillion, let's talk.
I'll just have to run into him at a random, you know, place and not really believe it's him.
Then get a picture with him to prove it. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and send in those emails. We'll read them on the show and give you a shout out. And we will be back next time with more bloopers.